You're such an asshole.
This video is definitely brought to you today by the Book of Numbers analyzing the ROI of the pursuit of women. I believe the client is new, probably just discovered the red pill because guess what he wants, but he still wants the girls. Now he doesn't want a girl, but after getting divorced, I think he wants to get married again. And to the client and any of you out there, you can pay me. I mean, the guy's rich and I got to make money too. So I don't mind consulting you, but please get this and please read it. And then look at the numbers. And no, I didn't fabricate these numbers. They all come from like databases, legitimate sort, not biased or anything like that. Because I mean, it's not like my thesis was going to not be proven. Like I didn't have a concern seeing all the, what you take in with your eyes and the empirical experiences and seeing everyone get to, I wasn't like, oh, the numbers, my number, I have not the numbers, but my reality I'm witnessing is wrong. No, it is a bloodbath out there. There is no reason for you guys to get married. None. And what you're experiencing is very real. It's not just you. This is a nationwide, if not we could say cultural, civilization-wide phenomenon. And I know genetics and biology scream you, get the girls, get the girls, get the girls. Half of you had your arm blown off and a leg blown off in the first and second divorce. But I want the girls. I guess no matter how empirical and mathematical and realistic the numbers are in this book, it doesn't overcome genetics, biology, or emotion. But we're going to go through this again. This is one stubborn starfish that just doesn't want to be thrown back into the ocean. Aaron, I'm a 50-year-old successful tech entrepreneur that divorced 10 years ago. She stepped out on me while she was negotiating a 7-figure post-prenup agreement, and we settled for a smaller 7-figure sum. I am red-pilled now. I'm much wiser. Are you? Are you red-pilled? Really? I was retired twice over, private jet set, but the retirement at this age lasts all of 2 weeks before I have to start building something. I totally agree. I understand you're an entrepreneur, highly successful, highly intelligent. And you just can't sit and do nothing. It's just, it doesn't work that way. I have a new company. I've raised capital from investors. Out of curiosity, I got to know this. Maybe you can email later, but I've always seen this happen where the guy will get destroyed in divorce, have everything taken away. And then the women just piss that money. You could give her literally, you gave her $1 million figure plus. Did she piss it away? Like, is it like just all gone? And then because entrepreneurial guys, business are always industrious and entrepreneurial, 9 out of 10 times they go off and start something else. And it's like the money was almost never missing to begin with. Oh, sure. Times might've been tight, but I know one guy, multimillionaire, can't say what industry, but multimillionaire, great guy. Italian, like, hey, bibbidi bobbidi bobbidi boo. And his wife took him for half, multiple millions of dollars. And he still has his money. And I'm wondering if she just pissed hers all away on handbags, bags of handbags. That's the pinnacle achievement of women now, handbags. I have an agent in the field who promised to do a friend for a female friend, store things. And there's bags of handbags. And the gal she's helping out is Paul. Now, I don't know what you do with garbage bags of handbags. But you go in bankruptcy. Like, just
one more thing, ma'am, ladies of America. What is your life really? If the goal in life is to get a bunch of handbags, just one more question.
Really, what is that? Handbags, lots of handbags. Forget spending time with the children. Oh no. Forget, I mean, I'll even go with a career or starting a business. I'm okay, yeah, or an education even, like a legitimate one, not your liberal arts social sciences. Handbags. Hand effing bags. Boy, that addiction to be queen bee among your social circle that all wants to stab you in the back with stilettos, not the shoes, I'm talking the knife. That's got to be a really horrifically pointless and worthless life. Handbags to impress people who hate your guts. Handbags.
Hey. See, but it's got a logo. It's got the little logo. That way you know it's special.
Handbags. All right, that's not where we're here. Be-do-be-do-boo. New couple. All right. I have been known to be a fan of strippers. All right. This isn't your question, but we're going to stop right here. Stop that. Stop that. Stop going to strip. Now, look, I'm all for going to a strip club if they serve food and there's cocktails and you don't have to like pay or kind of like it, there's a place called the Lamplighter in the Twin Cities. I love the Lamplighter because you don't pay a cover. You could tip the girls if you want, but you can get a burger and a drink or whatever. And there's not someone constantly hounding you. Of course, the girls are not exactly the highest. Then you go to the other one, I guess it would be the premier one in the Twin Cities called King of Diamonds. And if you're not spending money or buying drinks, they're throwing you out. It's like, okay, all right. But it doesn't matter what's the Lamplighter, King of Diamonds, right? Do not waste your money on strip. That's the dumbest. That is literally the dumbest. You should pay me $10,000 to give you that advice. And you'll still come out ahead. Why are you torturing yourself? You're not getting any play. And prostitution for all points and purposes is legal now. Why don't you take a fraction of that money and go get yourself a seeking arrangement girl? Why don't you fly to Vegas, drive out to Pahrump, and get yourself one of the Bunny Ranch girls? Why are you torturing yourself with strippers? That money, look, here's an idea, Mr. Rich Man. How about you take the money and donate it to a poor bachelor fund? Like, you know, Atham could use some tuition assistance. Swallow Blue could use some rent help to get away from his nightmarish family. But no, you got to give it to Tiffany or Bambi or Becky, all ending with an I, or Cindy, I again, because she's got nice cans. I mean, and you can do what you want with your money. I just remember being poor and young and like, boy, it'd be nice to have some food. And I know we're not going to feed all the poor bachelors of the world, but you could be doing a lot better with that money. I don't mean morally better because ain't nothing happening. You're just getting tortured. You're just getting blue balls. So either for God's sake, get yourself a proper prostitute, or if you're not going to do that, then give them. You want to give money to Atham? Send it to him. What do you spend on a stripper in a night? $100? But it'd be nice to have something more. Oh, but there's no way I'm going to take care of a single mom with kids, which is most gals out there. What to do? Happy to spend some money for some good advice, not just from you, but from manager. Okay, we're stopping the strippers, all right? And at minimum, you're going to repurpose that so you get laid. I can't imagine it's going to be that much more expensive. All right? Even if you have to fly to Vegas, flight included, you get cheap flights out to Vegas. Spirit Airlines. The airline of choice of the Cappy Cap Show. So as an economist, that one's a no-brainer. At least you got laid. Okay? And there's no more, as far as I'm concerned, if you're concerned about the moral, you seem to be new here. Well, isn't that immoral or no, you're paying for it anyway. What's really sad and pathetic, more sad and pathetic, is paying not to get laid. That's what's sad and pathetic. But everyone pays to get laid. Everyone. Well, guys, you all pay to get laid. So I do not delineate or discriminate between barter and cash. There's no difference. And let me ask you this, since you went through a divorce that cost you seven figures, how many prostitutes could you have afforded each and every night with that settlement? Don't tell me you don't pay. So there's no shame in paying, none. And you should, of all people, with your seven-figure payout, you should know that. All right? The second thing, if you're not, give the money to a charity or something, a good charity. And not just charity, I got people. I'll direct you who to give the money to. And it's not like 5 cents out of every dollar will make it into the hands. Well, 95% goes to like whatever the United Way management staff. But for you, what to do? Dude, I know everyone says like men are in their prime from 30 to like 60 or 55. It's a little late for you. There is a metaphorical wall for men too. And you're about at it. Now, could you date younger gals that are in their 30s? Certainly. Absolutely. But how many of them are not going to have kids? Very few. At least the good-looking ones. Very few. And this idea, like, you know, maybe you're going to go find some young tail, you know, some 25-year-old, maybe, but not likely. You're just frankly too old. And I know a lot of guys, oh, at any age, as long as you make money. No. The girls, no, they're like, no, you're a little bit too old for me. I've had young gals like 18 years old, 19, 20. They just want to get married and have kids. They don't want to go to college. They're very traditional. And then I said, God, about the only people I got in mind are like Jack or TJ, and they're in their younger 30s. Like, oh, no, nothing over 30, which I can understand. So the 25-year-old, unless they're a gold digger, are not going to go after you. And if they don't have kids, no, you're delusional. What you want does not exist. Ask me how I know. Do you know? Now, one statistic. Let me see if I can't find it. Let me read it. This is why this book is so important. Percent of women that are marriageable. Chances. Chances of percent. Okay, 67. Let me go to 67. We're going to talk about what percentage of women between the ages of 18 to 35, which is what this book focuses on, because, frankly, men aren't interested sexually in women after 35. Yes, girls, I know. You know this one girl who's 42 who's really hot. Yes, we got the memo. We know. I saw a tall Asian the other day and a skinny Samoan. All right? I don't need your exceptions. Spinster at 35 ratio, percent women willing to date average of 5, income, turn of online dating. Oh, that's girls willing to date guys. We're going to, just wait. I got a, oh, here we go. I went to the wrong section. Let us go through the deal breaker method, mental illness, bodily mutilation, STDs, single moms. This variable is very simple. Men don't like dating, raising other men's children. Men are generally repulsed by other men's genes. Men are also not kosher with being the number two guy in a woman's life, let alone playing second fiddle to some other guy's kids. And unless the woman was a widow, being a single mom is indicative of poor decision-making in the past. Admittedly, if you're an older man, which you are, you may not have the luxury to pine for, let alone hold out for, a childless woman. Over time, most women will have children, and with a 50% divorce rate, single moms are inevitably in every middle-aged man's life. But since this study focuses on younger men who are yet to be married, as well as young women who are not at menopause's door, it is perfectly reasonable and self-respecting to demand your future wife not have another man's kid. Unfortunately, what you want and what you're going to get are two different things, as nearly 40% of single women between the ages of 18 and 35 are single moms. 4 in 10. Worse, the better looking a woman is, the higher percent chance she has a kid in tow. This phenomenon was particularly noticeable when surveying online dating platform profiles in rural areas. And that was stark. Like, it was almost a 1.0 correlation coefficient. Because if it was a good looking girl in a rural area, single mom, almost a guarantee. The fact is, whether you like it or not, beautiful women attract handsome men, and the result is children. Sometimes these people stay married, sometimes they don't, sometimes they're never married at all. But the end result is the average young man, young, and you're not young, so it's worse for you, today is looking in a dating pool where 4 in every 10 women have some other guy's kids. Boom. Thank you, Mr. Cleary. Well, you're welcome. Reading population. So what you'd like and what you're going to get are going to be two different things. Is there a statistical chance that you will find a girl who is pretty and attractive and doesn't have another man's child? Yes. Is there a chance you will also not be psychotic or laden with debt? Yeah, there's always a chance. But you're pushing delusional territory. Right? And there's a problem with delusion. If you live in a delusional world or operate off of delusional assumptions, especially important things, like your dating life or your career, you will ruin your life, because that important thing in your life will never, you'll never have success because you're operating from false premises. Like everyone who thinks they're poor because of somebody else, the white man, men in the patriarchy, oppression, the corporations, the system. No, it's you. You made bad choices. You're poor. Most people, not all, but most people are poor because of their own dumb mistakes. And until you critically assess that, and are no longer operating in a delusional world or operating off of a delusional or erroneous premise, all right, you're going to continue to fail in life. And you are setting yourself up for failure. So what I would do I'm not saying don't ask gals. I'm not saying don't have a profile on the dating profile that says, hey, no single moms. I make a lot of money. Looking for this age to that age. You can throw it out there, but have no expectations. All right. So that's step number one. Step number two, if you really want to get married and you want to have a gal that doesn't have kids, you're going to probably have to go overseas and just essentially buy yourself a wife. All right. What do I mean by that? The green card seekers, people in destitute and poverty, second and third world nations, which, by the way, come with their own host of problems. You bring the girl over here, they become Americanized, they divorce you. I have a friend who is now on, I think, his fifth Russian mail order, Ukrainian mail order bride. He doesn't effing learn. He wanted to get, I don't know why he wanted to get married a fifth time. Like, by this time, it's like, dude, just what? Why? Why? All right. Even if you go like the Philippines, they expect you to send money back to the family. I know another guy, he's part, there's a lot of scams out there. This one I think is in Egypt where he's getting scammed out because he can't see his own wife. They married over the internet. Just the insane stupidity you guys have your heart and your balls lead you to. All right. So if you're really into, I need to have a hot wife and I like strippers and girls with big boobs and tight bodies. All right. Well, you're going to pay for it anyway. Cash or barter or through divorce. But if you're going to go overseas, don't bring them back here. Go live in wherever, Moldova. Go live in Thailand. Go live over there. But you might want to tune into Coach Red Pill. He did something about Eastern women. Like, you're easy marks. They see you coming off the plane. They're like, oh, yeah, me love you long time. And maybe you ought to like just not get married. Is that an idea? You're saying I want to catch a prize trout. I say, well, at your age, one, there's not a lot of prize trout in this pond. And at your age, you're very unlikely to catch said prize trout. So you might want to try a different watering hole. The problem is this other pond or lake where you're going to hope to catch your prize, those trout have their own problems. And you don't bring that trout, put it in this pond. You don't bring it back to the domestic pond. Otherwise, the trout turns into the other trout. So that's not necessarily a solution either. There's no good solution here. I mean, here's the thing. After a while, you don't have any other options. You're old. Not old, old. I mean, you're only 4 years older than me, but you're old. And unless you're in amazing shape, that's about the only way I think you could maybe have a shot. You're not going to get it. You're just not. Which is why, again, I say go just pay for it. Just pay for the sex. But then finally, all right, here's another thing. Why do you want to get married again? Did you learn the first time? Are you lonely? What, why would you do that? Why? And maybe it's your genetics and your desire. Maybe you're just human. Maybe you just want to fall in love. Maybe, come on, man, you've been on this planet half a century. Have you not gotten your humanity kicked out of you yet? Have you not seen the empirical evidence and data? I know we're all conditioned and programmed to want and desire, fall in love, pair bond. Men are human too. But come on, man, men are also empiricists. Did you not witness what happened to you? Have you not dated in the past 10 years? Why do you have hope? Why are you letting this hope ruin you? Why do you let it just lessen? Like, oh, it really would be? Well, yeah, it would be nice, but we're not going to get that now, are we? It's like here in South Dakota. We've had, well, not just all the West. It's been, I think, record temperatures, highs. And then we got all smoke all the time coming because Montana's farting their smoke on us. It has been the worst summer I've ever had in South Dakota. And I've had many. It's like, you know, inevitably it's like, okay, it's going to be another day. Like, when do you accept the fact it's going to be another hot, humid day with a bunch of smoke and haze, and you're going to be coughing your lungs up, and you're not going to go outside and play, and you're not going to have a good time because you could drive 200, 300 miles in any direction. It's still hot. When do you accept reality? I have no solution for you. I have no good solutions for you. I have no good options for you. I have really crappy options that might work, and that's the best I got. So unless you were in, you know, every once in a while, you know, Clooney, I think Clooney's in his 50s. All right, if you look like George Clooney, fine. The money, I won't tell women you got money because they're just going to go for it. Just and you want to, where is it? I've been known to be a fan of strippers, but it'd be nice to have something more. How much more? Like girl on the side, a plate, couple plates. That's what you really ought to do is just spin some plates, look it up. But I would never fall in love. Well, I can't control it. I would never move in with a girl. I would not marry a girl. Have a girl have her own place and see where that goes. All right? But you are lining yourself up to be hoodwinked again and taken for another bit of money. Like my buddy's on his fifth wife now. And you, I don't know. There's something about the strippers. Like your logic is wrong. You're not ready to get a serious gal if you're like patronizing strippers all the time. Instead of going to the strip club, go to the gym. Okay. Get to be the best looking 50-year-old you possibly can. Hopefully you look like the world's most interesting man. And something more, be prepared for there not to be something more. You got to date a lot. Maybe you find the right gal. And there's no way you're going to take care of a single mom with kids. All right, but you might have to settle for a single mom whose kids are out of the house. I mean, that's what the market is. You know, there's a guy, he has the female delusional expectations calculator, who, by the way, said he would be all right with me running an ad on his sites. That's good. He does the opposite, you know, where, you know, these women want a guy who's 6 foot tall, six figure income, blah, 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 blah. And he did the math. I'm kind of curious about his math, if he did cross correlation or not. But he does the calculation and, you know, what you would think, even like, well, okay, most girls do want a guy who's 6 feet tall. Most girls would like a guy 6 foot, six figure income. And then I don't know how the race works. I think it's like, if you're looking for that specific race, well, then it's, you know, one fifth the population. So it even makes, but if you said, I don't care, that obviously increases your chance. I threw a couple in for like, you know, what would a gal want? And it was like, oh my gosh, there are so few men that meet those expectations or match those expectations. And now here's the same thing. Well, I'm 50. I want a girl that doesn't have kids, isn't a single mom, is 25, has tight ass, big boobs, but they gotta be natural and no dabbing. What you want really doesn't exist. And if she does exist, she is rapidly being conditioned to be the most insufferable, spoiled person with all the attention she's getting. Which means maybe go overseas, but there's a whole host. Talk to other people. Troy Francis might be one. He's overseas now. But otherwise, aside from being incredibly good looking, there's not much you're going to have to reel in your expectations and realize you may not, chances are very low, you're going to find a supportive wife who is not a single mom and is going to stick with you till death do you part. I think your best shot is a single mom whose kids are out of the house. That's about your best shot. But what I need you to do is read this book, okay? And you sit and think long and hard about whether you want to get married. How many girls have you dated where you felt compelled to propose? I mean, go out and date, which I presume you have for the past decade. Well, you haven't found one, have you? You didn't propose yet, have you? Well, that's not bad luck. That's the market. That's how bad it is. Accept it. Stop hoping. Stop having hope. There should be no hope. Look where hope got all the poor black people that voted for Obama. Got them nowhere. Still dead last place. But truth and reality, if you read my book, The Black Man's Got Out of Poverty, but to show you a counterexample, that's empiricism. That's reality. That's gotten more black men, because it's for black men, out of poverty than Obama ever got anyone else out of poverty. Why? Because hope don't work. It's not based in reality. You need to accept reality. You need to lock in and expect to be a bachelor for the rest of your life, because there's that few quality gals, especially at your age and especially without kids. I just don't see it. I just don't. So read that book. All right. Let's go to the super chats if there are any. Got a couple here. Sadly, can't spend them on Poke Bowl. No Poke Bowl in South Dakota. The story of Aaron Cleary. DB for $10 Canadian. How would you start your life over at 35, assuming you have no job, no certification, recent education, barely any savings, and want to move out on your own? Is this enough to get its own video? No, not $10 Canadian. No. And I would charge a lot more because you're 35 and living at home. I charge egregiously more. What I would do is join the military, because that's the last year you could join the military, at least in the United States. And then I'd have them pay for my education in a STEM field. That's what I would do. But 35, you're half dead, man. Start your life over. You're half dead. But I guess that's the position every millennial is in pretty much right now. You wasted half. Oh, well, all of your life up to 35. Do you want to salvage? Which is why I wrote. Here it is. This book, How Not to Become a Millennial. If any millennials care to salvage the remaining half, 35, 40 years of their life, this is a great book to get. You would just have to, unfortunately, admit one thing, and that is you were wrong. You were wrong the entire time. Admittedly lied to, admittedly indoctrinated and propagandized to believe any degree is a good degree, and enabled to. Your parents let you live at home. You could be on their health insurance till 26. But if your life sucked so far, make sure the second half doesn't suck. Pull a Tom Brady in whatever quarterback thing that was where he pulled it from behind. There you go. There's your $10 answer. Abel returns to Eden. $5. Keep preaching, Brother Aaron. I truly believe you are doing the Lord's work. I'm not saving souls. I'm saving people's time on this planet. I'm being a good economist. I'm preaching to people that will listen and hopefully make changes in their lives. So frankly, they have a much easier, more successful and profitable life than I did, or would certainly have a more profitable life than they would have otherwise. So I'm doing good work. I don't know if I'm doing the Lord's work. I have almost all your books. I will hold thee in the light of Christ. No, not Christ. Trust me. I'm not Christ. I got a background. Trust me. I mean, it's not criminal. I mean, in a metaphorical sense, it is, but I am no saint. And the way I got here was by effing up and being a sinner. And like, oh, that didn't work. That was dumb. Shouldn't do that again. A couple more here. Hello, Kermit the Frog here. Scott J for $5 for nothing. It's like I'm a stripper. I got $5 for nothing. This is great. I feel like a pretty woman. Thoughts on Afghanistan. David, tomorrow, me and Turt Flingy Monkey are going to talk about it because he was stationed in Afghanistan. He pays more attention in the news, and I haven't. We already, someone has emailed a request about my thoughts about Afghanistan, which I have none because I haven't been paying attention to the news. I don't care anymore. I'll tell you this. I don't care about Afghanistan. I really don't. Good, they took over again. All right. I don't care. I have enough problems to worry about with my own countrymen, or specifically countrywomen, hating me because I'm male, voting for policies that take away more and more of my money and allow for legal discrimination against me because of skin color and sex. That's kind of more on my mind right now. I feel bad for the people of Afghanistan. I wish things could be peaceful. I wish they weren't under a tyrannical Muslim theocracy. I wish they were more like Dubai. I don't know why most of the Muslim world doesn't look at Dubai and say, hey, let's do that. But not my concern. But I do wish them the best. I do wish them the best. So, but we'll have a much more educated and informed discussion about it with TFM tomorrow. The time of which I will let you guys know later. It's kind of up to him. Because I guess he's got a real job. I don't. This is my job. My job. I got a lot of people upset. I did a Clary test on Tim Pool, and I awarded him, as well as myself, a quarter point, which in the Clary test, you want a low score. So getting points is bad. And I'm like, come on, podcasting ain't really a job. This really isn't a job. So I gave him a quarter point. He still scored very well, but I even said I give myself a quarter point. I even give myself a full point for having a worthless degree. So I'm a 1.25. But people are like, that's a real job. Any job you get, that's a real. I'm like, no. Journalists, government workers, teachers, no, not real jobs. And podcasting, albeit it takes a little bit of effort and work, kind of not a real job. Not like when I was digging my trenches the other day. Not when I shoveled manure as a young man. Not when I patrolled security and stayed up 24 hours a shot. Those are real jobs. Yelling at the internet is not a real job. Scott J, about a power. We caught up. Wait. David, $5. Glad I got denied from the Air Force. Yeah, I mean, what was that? I mean, look, you would have gotten paid. You would have had camaraderie. For all the military men and women who feel like they wasted their time, you didn't waste your time. You're part of the military. They said go over there. You went and then you did it. That's not your concern whether things worked out or not. That's the generals and the multiple presidents we've had problem. That's the government's problem, not yours. So I don't think any of you should feel any shame or feel bad. Or why'd we go over? It doesn't matter why you went. You get paid to go follow orders. That's one of the things that I like about the military is you don't have to think. That's not, you are alleviated of the responsibility. Go do X, charge that hill. Go and pacify that neighborhood. Go take out the terrorists in that building. Doesn't matter if it was, you know, for democracy or not. And you didn't fail. You know who failed? The Afghani police force that we put in place. David, $5. I just got a job and I am saving up moving out once I am 18. Good. That's good. Well, save your money, David. If you're $18, you don't need to be throwing me $5. Wait till you're rich and then you can donate lots of money later. All right. That's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.